The Ebola crisis may have begun in Guinea, but Liberia is among the hardest hit, with more than 1,300 cases reported. Fear of the disease is spreading. The planting season is being disrupted as workers flee from the farms, and trade and transportation has come to a halt where villages and border areas are quarantined. The FAO says as a result, food prices in Liberia are rising. It says the cost of the staple cassava has increased by 150% and peppers by 133%. Prices are also going up for rice and even disinfectants like chlorine that are used to fight the disease. The extent of the economic downturn depends on the reaction of foreign investors who are showing concern, especially for three of the smaller countries in West Africa hit the hardest, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Ruby Sandu-Rojon is the Deputy Director for the African Bureau of the United Nations Development Program.
The three countries were just coming out of conflict, so this was really the time for them to really start being able to build up their investment sector and bring in investments from outside, especially in some of the mining industries, the extractives, or even in the timber, etc. So what you're seeing now is that in some of the cases, and this is especially in the case of Sierra Leone, that some of the companies have pulled out or have decreased their work, so that will have an effect.
A high-ranking official in charge of Sierra Leone's mineral resources told Reuters that miners are afraid to go to diamond mining districts where Ebola cases have been found. Among the investors that have stopped operations in Liberia is the Australian iron ore company Tawana Resources. Mead Over is a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development in Washington.
The thing that's worrying me much more is that there seems to be an inability by the international economic community and by the international business to discriminate between, say, Ghana and Burkina Faso that have never reported a case of Ebola, and Guinea, Liberia, and the three affected countries, Sierra Leone. So it's worrying me that I've heard about cancellations of trips to and of business with all of those other countries, including Nigeria. Frankly, I think that putting major industrial plans on hold because of the Ebola crisis is not logical. It's a fear response, which is not justified.
Regional officials say tourism is also at risk. In Sierra Leone, a finance official, Alamani Bangora, told the French press agency that the outbreak is scaring away investors and is hitting the hotel industry. In Nairobi, tour manager for Hallmark Travel Planners, Levis Omondi, says Ebola may affect tourism in Kenya as well. He says several clients from North America and India have expressed concern about traveling to East Africa, but he says those fears subsided in mid-August when Kenya's National Airlines announced it would not fly to Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone.
On the 15th of August, when Kenya Airways suspended this flight, fewer clients are showing concern. It seems as if that is no longer a concern for them, and less of them are scared. As long as the flights were continuing between Kenya and these countries, people were saying it's just a matter of time before somebody with this virus travels and then mingles with the other people and then would possibly spread the virus.
Measures to fight the virus are also affecting domestic trade. Local markets have been disrupted by quarantining those who are ill or are thought to have been exposed to the virus. The markets have also been hurt by the crackdown on border crossings between three of the neighboring countries. John Campbell is a Ralph Bunche Senior Fellow for African Political Studies at the Center for Foreign Relations.
In the short term, quarantining, by definition, cuts back on economic activity. A population that is quarantined cannot participate in buying and selling. A quarantined population cannot leave the quarantined area to go to work, and it cannot travel. Quarantining is an extremely serious step to take. However, quarantining and tracing contacts of victims of the disease are the primary ways to control the spread of Ebola.
Quarantining, hoarding, and looting have contributed to an increase in food prices. Mead Over says food price inflation and unemployment will not hit everyone the same way. For example, in rural areas, subsistence farmers grow their own foods for home consumption and are largely protected from the economic fallout. Over says traders will suffer because quarantining keeps them from selling and buying products, with the likely result of shortages of salt, vegetables, and other common foods. Over says the urban poor are hit the hardest.
Unlike in the rural areas, where people are not in very close contact, in the poor slums of Monrovia and the capitals of Guinea and Sierra Leone, people live cheek by jowl. So if an individual is infected, even though this disease is actually not very infectious and very unlikely to spread in a moderately rich or a rich country, in a slum where people live cheek by jowl, the infected person is quite likely to infect all the people that are immediately living with them.
UNDP official Sandu Rojon says a study is underway to evaluate the full impact of the outbreak on the countries affected. It will propose ways to rebuild their economies and healthcare systems, and it will determine the financial and human resources needed by municipal officials to provide work. She says the UNDP report is expected to be out within 3 months. I'm William Eagle in Washington.